Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Sarah Quinlan, Senior Vice President, Market Insights for MasterCard. Sarah, thanks for joining me today.
Nice to speak with you.
It's always a pleasure to get the benefit of your insights on things that are driving consumer spending, and this is the time of the year when we talk about back to school. Some analysts say that's a $70 billion opportunity this year. And so what I'm curious to get from your perspective is, what is the market looking like for back to school this year?
Well, I think it's actually evolving. And I think there's a couple of things that are evolving, because the most important thing, that as something you and I have discussed many times, is that the consumer is very experiential in their spending. And so this also falls into the category. And so what there's clearly required things for back to school, it doesn't really necessarily always fall into that, you know, experiential way that they want to spend. So what it is they have delayed, as they did last year, and they are doing it again this year, the actual spending that is required. So last year, in 2014, we saw the biggest, highest day be August 29th in terms of the spend for back to school. And in fact, electronics moved all the way to September 19th. As the highest day that we saw electronics purchases. So people actually had started school before they figured out what sort of type of computer, tablet, et cetera, they would want to have. So I think we're going to continue to see this delayed spending. So as much as we are seeing the ads, for example, on TV and print, you know, via email, it is not necessarily yet driving traffic, as people are still out, frankly, enjoying their vacations, dining out with their friends, going to concerts, et cetera. And it's really not the top of mind that we're actually looking at the moment.
Well, I can't blame them, because, you know, who wants to say goodbye to the summer and hello to the school year? Although I think parents probably at some point really do like to make that transition. Are electronics driving the category this year as in the past?
Well, clearly they are. You know, it's interesting. We're watching the consumer make larger and larger durable goods purchases, and part of that has been strong electronic sales, although they did lag a bit in July. So, again, I think they're sort of waiting until it's the actual event of the commencement of school where we will see, I expect, another leap there. But what's really interesting, again, is we also watching people being driven by weather as well. So people actually will wait and delay some of the purchasing of, for example, apparel until they really feel that the temperature changes. And, you know, you see kids, you know, it has been warmer and warmer into September, October. And so we see that we get that delayed sort of spending, and people wait. And again, it's, I think, a value for money post-consumer who's sitting in there in terms of post-recession consumer looking at and saying, you know, my child is still growing. I wouldn't buy their school parka for winter, you know, at this point when it's warm, because I'm going to wait till it's closer, they grow a little bit, and then they'll get more use out of it. And that's the way people are thinking about it a little bit more.
Are there two waves of back-to-school spending, the college wave and then the everybody else wave? I'm just wondering whether there's a different cadence for shopping based on where you're going to school and what grade you're in.
Well, I think actually the back-to-school wave for the younger children is a little bit different, because we watch that type of spending be done online. Because children of that size, typically it's much more generic is a better way to say it, I guess, where their size will actually fit. Whereas as someone gets to be more of a young adult than an adult, you know, clothes become more personal and a little bit more difficult to fit, just natural, you know, every size being equal. So from that regard, we see that more and more children's clothing is actually being purchased online. So it's a gradual continuation where a lot of that spending occurs, because the mother does it at night online around 10 o'clock. But then when we're looking at, you know, the college age students, they're much more involved with their actual purchase. It's a very personal thing for them. So that becomes right close to when they go back to school, which typically, as you know, is at the end of August.
Right. So we've talked a lot in the past about where consumers are doing their shopping. And there was an interesting trend the last time you and I chatted about small business and consumers shopping small for the experience, for the product selection. Is that holding up in the back?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
As well? Yeah.
Very much so. I'll give you an example. If we just look at total retail sales, so all the sales in the country, and we take out gasoline, in the month of July, we saw that total retail sales in America, including everyone, the large and small retailers, was up 5.1%. if we look at just a small business, businesses of 50 million or less in sales, it's up 7.4. So the consumer is continuing to put this push into the small business. And we especially see this in, for example, apparel, which was only up 1.1% if we look at just July. And then we look especially at apparel in the small business category, and it's up over 3%.
Wow. That's pretty stunning. Well, that's good for small business. Hooray for small. What are families spending on back to school? Is there an average spend?
There's not anymore. And I think this is a different sort of thing when we look at these numbers. It's, you know, it's sort of hard to tag because you have all different types of families, as you know. It's not sort of the nuclear family doesn't necessarily just exist anymore. So it's sort of hard to say. So I don't look at it as something where people are saying, I'm going to set out and spend, $1,000 on back to school or whatever. What it is the consumer is showing their health and they're just continually spending. But they're sort of spending as is required, as is needed in when it comes to goods. And that includes apparel and back to school supplies and things like that, electronics. So it's pretty much an as-needed basis. So it's a very fluid way of looking at spending. What I will say, it is increasing every single month. And so we are seeing that continued strength of the consumer. So they will spend more than last year, for sure.
So mobile is influencing every other aspect of shopping and spending. Is it having an impact on back to school as well?
Absolutely. As we know, 74% of purchases are actually searched for on the web, and that is as well in the store, not just when someone's doing online shopping. So it's very interesting that mobile experience of people learning about and curating, which is why it's so critical for the retailers to really put together the whole back-to-school experience so the parent can see and be involved in that from the very beginning to the end so they don't miss anything as such. So from that perspective, mobile will continue to drive, but it's driving as we know that the consumer wants to spend where and when they want to spend, get delivery how and when they want it done. They are in control and they continue to maintain this control. And of course, as we see more and more mobile opportunities in terms of that interaction between the whole ecosystem of the information, the content about what people are purchasing all the way through the payment cycle and then the delivery, this is where mobile will continue to increase in importance.
So final question. We started talking about experience at the top of our conversation and the increasing importance of experience in how consumers are spending. But merchants are really trying to get consumers into their storefronts, into their physical storefronts. Are merchants using back to school as an occasion to create an experience in the physical environment that they can then use to sell other things?
I think they are, but I would argue they could do it even more so. And really appreciate that, you know, one of the big things if you're thinking about college or going back to school this time of year is also the start of college football season. And thinking about, you know, bringing that as part of the experience as people are, you know, coming back to school or going for the first time, if you're looking at that college age student, for example. And thinking about some of the sporting activities, because as we talk about experiences and things that people have done over the summer, this is a way to get a continuation of summer, even though you're going into a new part of back to school. So I think they're doing it. They're trying to, but they're still very focused on selling the merchandise, from my opinion, rather than really taking in the whole experiential thing. So thinking about, you know, the changing flavors as you go into autumn, you know, I would be bringing in, we know, for example, that the consumer continues to dine out in restaurants and dining are a huge part of their experience. I would be trying to bring that whole, you know, so flavors of autumn into the back to school and sort of marrying it with the goods I'm trying to sell. Think about that continuation of the experience.
A little apple cider and pumpkin spice latte with your electronics.
Exactly. It works for me.
Works for me, too. Well, Sarah, it's always a pleasure to get the benefit of your insights. Thanks for spending time with me today.
Thank you.